All right, y'all, what we learned this week? I learned something.
What'd you learn?
I learned that French Reggie is full of shit sometimes.
Sometimes.
Look, here's the thing, right?
Until you catch him.
Yeah, he got caught out there with that Sierra chick.
And she's still.
No, it doesn't matter. She's fine. You don't know her, nigga.
I just use wrong diction.
No, nigga.
I don't speak English,
we're
man.
We're not. Stop.
Look at this nigga trying to. This nigga. No, que pasó? No, hablo inglés. This nigga
just. Je ne parle pas l'anglais.
Nah, nigga, we don't know what that means. You should have did the Spanish shit.
That nigga went all Sammy Sosa, nigga.
No, I don't know.
No, nigga, you've been talking English fucking in interviews forever now that you fucking.
Yo,
talk.
You know what's crazy though about like
my deflection? What's crazy.
No, yeah, that too, but I can only speak English, right? Like at like work. Like once I leave work, like I just lose it.
Whatever, man. Yeah, but we learned Reggie's full of shit. And we gotta start. So here's the thing, right? If he's full of shit on this stuff, JV Mac, we might need that body count shit even because he jumped up like 15 bodies.
Quick.
No, I really did.
I'm in my 30s now.
I really did.
He jumped up 15 bodies in 2 months.
This nigga went from 20 to 30.
36.
When this nigga was in 20s and 23 years.
Right.
In less than that fucking 6 months,
right.
This nigga went up to 30s.
It's like civilization when the Sumerians came.
First of all.
Hold on. Them motherfuckers was living in huts and shit and fucking living outside and cooking rats and shit. Then all of a sudden Sumerians popped up.
Or like when the fucking iPhone came out, nigga. Like, you know, from...
First of all, I said I was in my 20s.
2017.
Yeah, right. I never said I was at number 20.
Technology just fucking leaked, nigga. Yeah,
these motherfuckers created math, fucking trading, business.
But I did go on a
contracts,
bench.
Contracts. What's that?
I did go on a bench.
Like, you know
this
what I'm
nigga was like pre-app store, post-app store, nigga. Like,
no, for real, I really did went on a bench because I felt like violated. I was like, hold up, is it wrong?
This nigga was working.
See, look how he said it. I really did went on a bench.
This nigga was working with a sidekick at first. Now this nigga's got the fucking latest and greatest nigga with an app store and everything fucking programmable.
He said, I really did went on a binge. That's to throw us off. See, because he got to say, oh, I don't know English. No, nigga. You're full of shit. You're full of shit. That Sierra shit, we called you out on it.
Yeah, y'all caught me on that shit.
And so now, I don't know if I trust anything you say.
Yeah, but
nigga.
I slick did go on to like a quick like 8-0 run binge once y'all was making fun of me because I felt like...
Like the Warriors, huh?
Slick. Yeah, I felt like, hold up, like these things, like I just felt like, hold up, it's not like, like I don't know, I went for a run, man. I went.
Mm-hmm.
I just started texting girls.
Well, uh-huh. I guess
I even went. The first thing I did is fuck the girls I did fuck in high school.
Uh-huh.
I went back and fuck one of them.
One.
He said girls. Then he said
right,
one.
Right. Come on.
From high school.
He's not even
from high school.
But your sentence didn't match, nigga. You're like,
I don't know singular and plural.
No, first thing I did.
I don't know.
This nigga's subject verb agreement is always wrong.
Past tense, future tense. I don't know what the fuck that is. Grammar, what is that?
Man, call me Dr. Mac real quick so I feel Dr. better Mac. About fucking
but yeah, so
how about your fucking
no
speech?
No lie. First girl I did when I started to feel like a little bit insecure about that shit, because I was making so much fun of me. I hit up this guy I went to fuck in high school, just never could fuck. Like,
was
I always
good?
Got head from it. Yeah, it was good. Like, I always got head from her in high school, but I
how
could
you
never fuck.
Because
it was like, you didn't have a house.
Okay, no, she was
car.
Asian. She was Asian, and it took 3 days
no,
to get the pussy.
No, wait a minute. So, French Reggie, you're saying that you had not been counting bitches that sucked your dick as a body?
No.
Huh.
So, because when I was in high school, I was just getting head for
hold on,
like,
let me think about that for a second. Jamie Mac, do you count those as bodies? I think
nah,
I do.
Nah, I don't count them. I just head?
If I ain't smashed that ass, you know what I mean? If I ain't...
No. My dick in the back of your throat is far more intimate than my dick in your pussy.
Nah,
you sure?
Yes.
Like, I can get you pregnant.
You can't fake...
With my dick in your pussy.
You can't fake sucking my dick. You can fake fucking me. You can be like, oh, well, you know, whatever.
You can fake sucking dick.
No,
have you ever got bad head?
There's still...
That's pretty much faking.
No, there's still a dick in your mouth. If I fuck a bitch and I see her later, like, I'm like, you know, I fucked you, whatever. But that's not the same. Like, bitch, you suck my dick. That's a big difference.
That's why some girls don't like to suck dick because of shit like that.
That's a big difference. You could just shoo away the idea, especially if I use a condom. You could be like, your dick.
Nah, but like my freshman and sophomore year in high school, that's all I was getting. I could never fuck for some reason.
So how many?
But I was always getting head.
So how many bodies you got in head?
Closers is for coffee. Coffee's for closers, nigga. You couldn't close. How you not closing?
No, this is the thing. It was because I was a freshman and sophomore. I didn't have access to like the house or some shit. So I was just getting head like in the car or like in the bus.
You, never, you can't
in the
fuck
bus,
in
the- like the school bus. Like,
you can't fuck in a car. I did. When I
fucked in the car.
My first car.
I've had some of my best.
But it wasn't my car.
Whose car does it have to be for Dre to fuck
you? You steal your mom's car. The girl lives in your neighborhood. You drive down the street.
Steal your mom's car? What are you talking about?
Because I was 14 and 15.
So you're,
the girl lives. The girls used to live around my neighborhood.
Here we go.
Take the car.
I don't believe it. I don't believe. So
I don't
because
even think
it's
saying anymore.
Because it's mom's car, you can't fuck in it.
Yeah, it was just out of respect.
You're sucking. Let's might suck your dick, but
you
not
stole fucking. It. Wait a minute. I don't respect you enough not to steal your fucking car, but I won't bust a nut in it.
Yeah.
Not in her pussy, just in her mouth.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like she would know if I had sex in the car.
This story sucks.
Sucks.
Yeah. But for some reason, I always feel like she would know if I had sex in the car.
I feel like your exposure, I'm telling you, like, it's been like just blown away right
now.
Like,
shit was too
like, yeah, they see the just unraveling.
Everything
bro.
Is just
it's just
apart.
Like
y'all just having too much fun.
Somebody with the reality stone is just fucking like Thanos is just, and now I just see you lying all the fucking time.
What if this whole time he's been lying? Everything he's talked about.
The question is, why would I need to lie about that?
Exactly. Why'd you lie about knowing this bitch?
I really just had a wrong diction. Who was it like?
The wrong diction isn't even the right word.
Like, I really just said the wrong thing.
Yes, it was called a lie.
But it wasn't like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to lie to these guys.
Really? You don't think so?
No, it was just like, hey.
You were trying to put ice on the cake.
Yeah, right.
When we
I'm
met.
Just gonna, I'm
I met her.
Yeah, I met her, and that's why I
know that she's real. He was like, I know she's real because
I
met her.
I know that ass is real. Because that was the only question I was asking when I was at the club. Is that ass real? Is
who'd you ask? Asking who? You didn't ask
everybody
her.
At the club.
So how the fuck do they know?
Everybody Jimmy at
Mac.
The club.
He tried to put the icing on the cake and send it home for us. I met her. That's how I know her ass is real.
And that's when I fell in love.
Right. And when we talked, we had coffee.
I never said all that now, listeners.
She sucked my dick in my mom's car.
No, I never said all that.
But we didn't fuck because I had respect my
but
mom.
But my freshman and sophomore year, I was getting head a lot. I was getting head in the school bus.
You might be a virgin. No shit, you might be a virgin.
Right, nothing's wrong with that too. If I was,
nah.
What if I was waiting till marriage?
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
What's that bullshit? Some people still do that.
Nah, man. No,
Sierra did that.
No, she didn't.
Sierra Russell. What's his name? Russell Wilson.
No, you don't think
she already had a baby.
Bow with Future.
So what is she
with her and Russell Wilson? The other nigga she fucked. But when she married, when she was a
you can't rewind that.
What is it that they call born again virgin?
No,
nope.
That's what they call that.
You can't spin an old.
She was abstinent. That's why they got married so fast.
Have you ever spent the odometer back on heard about people like rewinding the odometer on a car to make it look like it's got less miles?
Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
It doesn't matter. The car still got that fucking. The engine knows.
Yeah.
The fucking transmission knows. Yeah. The tires.
I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying.
You can't rewind that pussy.
But that's what Sierra did with Russell Wilson.
Nah, I don't.
That's what they said.
Nope, she can't rewind that pussy.
They waited for a year.
If it ever grabbed the dick, ever grabbed the dick, it can't go back to not ever grabbing a dick.
Would you do that shit?
Do what shit?
Like abstinence?
No.
For what?
Like, what if it's just 1 year?
Fuck her.
What if it's 1 year?
Yeah, it's not
you know how long a fucking year is?
12 months.
Fuck her.
Yeah, no.
You've waited 17 years before.
Not a choice, nigga.
For most of those years, your dick didn't even work.
Right, and then when I was trying, my nigga.
No, and then when it did work, you're like, what the fuck is this thing keep getting hard for? You're like, this shit is such an inconvenience. I'm trying to play freeze tag with this girl, and my dick keeps getting hard.
Hey, what I learned.
Making me run slower.
Since we're talking about French Reggie and shit, I learned that this motherfucker really don't care about the show.
Not at all.
I don't care about the show.
Your words.
He's the new Jay Smooth for real.
You said, I don't care enough to go back and listen.
To the old episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. all the new episodes
the
I found.
The foundational episodes. You said you don't listen to the Friday show anymore either.
I listen to Friday shows. I just listen to them.
You're such a liar, nigga.
No. This is like, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you straight up.
Because
I have a podcast schedule. Technically, where I listen to podcasts, okay. Right? Uh-huh. The reason why I listen to Tuesday shows every Tuesday,
uh-huh.
Or if not by Wednesday, I'll listen uh-huh. to it, is because on my drives, I just play through the app. So uh-huh. whatever, if it's First Steak First and then uh-huh. No Nonsense.
So you're not a premium, you don't have a premium subscription?
No, I am a premium subscriber.
Oh, okay.
But for the premium episodes, we have to go to the website.
You're not a premium subscriber. What are you talking about?
I'm automatically a premium subscriber.
You're a host, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
You're missing the keywords here.
Oh, okay. My bad. I told you I don't speak English.
Well, nah, nigga.
He's just gonna blame everything, all his lies.
Fuck yeah.
No, I'm an Spanish. No.
And then for the Friday shows, when I'm like cleaning out my house, I log into the website and that's when I play them. So like usually on Saturday nights or Sunday mornings.
So you don't clean your house is what you're saying?
when I clean my house on the weekends.
But you basically you don't fucking fuck with the Friday show, really.
I don't listen to them the day of.
Oh, now we're getting specific. That's how you know the lies are coming, because it's like...
So, like, for example...
When I told you what I said...
I'm going to tell you straight up. Like, this the last Friday show, I haven't listened to yet. Because this past Saturday, I didn't really clean the crib. Right. But if I, like, Wednesday I'm off, I may listen to it that, on Wednesday, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to clean the crib on Wednesday because I'm off.
Okay. You know how I know you're lying? Because your lips are moving.
And you smiling too, nigga.
But that's when I listen to Friday shows, when I clean the house.
Uh-huh. But you did say that. You know that, right? You did say that you didn't care enough.
Yeah, I did say, I was talking about the old episodes, but I do care about the show.
Yo, you know? Jimmy,
it's kind of like when you get a new girl, you don't care about her old niggas. You just worry about the niggas now, right? No, you worry about you and if she's fucking with any niggas now.
No.
So it's the same thing.
There's foundations in this. Here's the thing, Jimmy Mac. It's you know, J Smoove decided to quit the show or whatever.
Right.
Unofficially.
Right.
And French Reggie decided to take his place.
Yeah.
We invited him to come. And he really is the new J Smoove.
He is.
J Smoove was a lying ass piece of shit for his entire 300 episode run. Jamie, French Reggie comes in. And what episode did you come in at? You don't even fucking know.
250 something.
250.
I'm just joking. I don't know.
You don't even know, do you?
I just know it was the episode. I have that episode saved because that's the episode about the GOAT. Well, it's actually not even saving the podcast app anymore because it's too far out. So you have to go to the website. Actually.
Okay, so Reggie, no. The GOAT was you were a visitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the first episode I've been on.
No, but when did you become officially like a host?
It was in June.
You don't even care.
Okay, so yeah.
You don't care enough to even know when you fucking became a host.
What we've exposed now is that this nigga is... we're going to have to start treating him just like we treat Jay Smoove. Every time he says something, you know, that's the crazy part, right? Prior to the Sierra... What are we going to call this? The Sierra debacle? We got to call it something. Right. We're going to come up with a name for this shit.
The Sierra moment.
It was really just a bad sentence structure.
No, sure
it was.
I take
it as a lie. No, it was not.
Because I don't need to... That's the one thing I really don't do
event.
Is lie.
Let's call it the event.
This is what I don't really need to do is fucking lie. But you guys catch me all the time.
Prior to the event, we just used to let it slide by, but now we're gonna have to treat him just like J Smoove.
Yeah.
Every time he says something, we're gonna have to
question that shit.
We have to go in and
wadir that shit
and dig deeper and deeper until we reveal why this shit is a lie. And J Smoove, he hated us for that, but it's kind of the fabric of our show. So
yeah, because it's evident,
right?
That I mean. We were talking about the fact that people know more, and you were like, "Yeah, you know, but I don't care enough to know as much as they know about the show."
Yeah, but that doesn't take away from me not caring about the show.
Oh, shit. What are we talking about? The show. You just said, "Okay, let's break down your sentence structure that you don't know how to put together."
Right.
You said, "I don't care," right? So there's that aspect, right?
Yeah.
To know enough, right?
Right. Yeah.
As much as other people about the show.
Yeah.
My show.
Yeah, your show.
Your show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said those words.
So look,
but what I meant to say is that going back to listen to all the 300 episodes is going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just something I'm not ready to invest my time in.
Okay, so look, McDonald's.
I do care about the show.
So look, McDonald's comes out with new signature sandwiches, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you get hired today. You're only learning you're not going to learn how to make a fucking Big Mac?
They're still selling Big Macs, so yes.
We're still selling the old show. People have questions.
Yeah.
You know what, friend? I mean, Jamie Mac, here's the problem now. How deep and dark this is about. I'm about to go dark.
Go dark.
I'm about to go zero dark 30, Jamie Mac.
Oh, shit.
He lost the fucking college exam to you. Does he have a degree? That degree sounds fishy, interdisciplinary.
Oh, see?
You called it a long time ago.
I have to call my mom to bring out the degree.
You called it a long time ago, Jamie.
Who's ever heard of a third world nigga getting a degree?
All of them? What you mean, nigga?
Interdisciplinary. What is it? What is your shit?
Interdisciplinary studies.
Who's ever heard of that shit?
That's not even a degree. Study.
That's some shit you look up.
Name another degree that has studies in it. Name one. Biology
studies?
General studies? Biology studies? Nope. Chemistry studies? Nope.
Economic studies?
Nope.
Theology studies?
Nope.
It's a research degree.
Is that a real degree? A research degree, is that like a different kind of degree? Like
I guess that's why the word studies is on it, because you're always constantly studying.
What does biology mean?
the study of life.
You don't need to put study in there. You put ology behind it.
Because so, ology is the Latin word for study.
So why is it just interdisciplinary ology?
I don't know.
The English, get the fuck out
the Oxford people didn't want to call it that. I don't know.
I got to ask questions now, Mac. You called it a long time ago, man.
Hey.
But we didn't know that. The event hadn't happened yet.
No.
But now that the event has happened.
Nah, but on some real shit, like, I don't really need to be lying like that. I like y'all, but I'm not afraid of y'all. There's no reason why I have to lie for y'all to be impressed.
Now that you said that you weren't afraid of it, I have to question that. Why would you even say that if
because
you wasn't true?
Because for someone in my position in this show to be lying to y'all is because I have to seem like, oh, I got to make you guys like me, or I got to make you guys...
What does that have to do with fear?
You said fear. What?
It's a fear. It's a fear of you guys not being mad at me.
No, it's a want.
You
to
are
be, to
you
be
want fear. Same shit.
You are the newest nigga on the show. You do have something to prove compared to everybody else. Maybe this is the way you prove it, by lying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't need to lie because
it's like the young nigga that hangs out with all the older niggas on the block and talks about how much pussy he's getting,
right?
Just so that he seems like.
But I'm not saying I'm getting a lot of pussy.
No. I was using a metaphor.
A
nigga that actually, you know, just hanging out on the block, right. Youngster. And he's hanging out with a bunch of older niggas.
I kill somebody.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I don't need to do that.
Mm. Oh, but I met her.
Then, like I said, it was poor choice of words for me.
The event. Nigga.
I take that one. I take that L. Y'all can call it the event, make fun of me for the rest of the show.
That's the name of the Friday show, the event.
But it was really just poor words.
But at the same time, then you came out and admitted, really don't give a fuck about the show.
It's not, the way y'all selling it is not why I don't fuck with it. I did say that, but that's not what I really meant by it. It just meant like, yo, going back to listen to all these shows takes a lot of time. And
what do you got? So this is the flaw in that theory. It takes a lot of time, so I'm not going to start now. So is it going to take less time the longer you wait?
No.
It's like cleaning your room.
No.
I'm not saying that.
The day I start going back, the old show is gonna happen quicker.
Here's the thing:
it just takes a lot of time, haven't done it.
Let me put you.
That's really it.
Something that takes a lot of time, and you should start.
I just haven't done it.
Let me put you up on some game, right? Here's the thing: what you really need to do, you need to go back and listen to any show that has a guest on it, because if we reference a guest, you should know what the fuck we're talking about.
Okay, how would I know that though? I would have to scroll down and just
ooh,
because y'all don't put the titles. Like show with guests.
We do.
Y'all explain it in the description.
So
then I gotta read the description.
Motherfucker, you got a research degree. Research something.
Exactly. I went to school. The last thing I want to do is for my own entertainment to be doing this.
Here we go. Back to the beginning. You don't give a fuck.
That's okay though.
Not enough to research. You're a research for the white man. So you get his piece of paper.
and owe him a fucking lot of money. Yeah, I owe him a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. So you owe him a lot of money and he gave you a fucking piece of paper. But for your own shit that you got going on, research is not warranted. You're not willing to.
So that's what's wrong with
the blacks. Look,
I'm gonna switch the script. The only reason why you actually know about all these shits because you was there from the beginning. So if you came when I came in, I'm pretty sure you probably wouldn't go back to Ocean.
Prince Reggie, listen to what I'm telling you. Every single one of our listeners, almost every single one, came in at about 100, 200, whatever. Do you know what they said? Oh, I got to go back. And they went back and they listened for 3 weeks straight or 5 weeks straight. And they were like, yo, I'm up to episode 97.
I remember Fresh Out of Cat did that.
Everybody does that.
I'm just saying the last person that I recall doing that.
Everybody did that.
You know why? That's because you don't go back and fucking pay attention. You only paid attention to First Alley Cat when you first came in the Slack room.
Yeah.
But the real part about it is, did you hear the dumb shit that he... I'm not letting that shit slide.
All right.
Did you hear the dumb shit he just said to me?
Which one?
I just learned that he fucking tried to do some old fucking Jedi. I'm gonna flip the script on you. The only reason you know,
yeah,
because
I know
you've been here,
because you're the
for it.
Yeah, I know you, JB Mac. You would treat the same exact.
How
way.
Do you know me? You haven't even listened. You've only known me for the shows.
It doesn't matter. Just the show. The small sample size I got being with you.
No,
lets me know you wouldn't go back and listen to the
whole
show.
There's like three.
Do you listen to Music Love Life?
There's three.
Do you listen to?
There's three times. Listen,
Black on Both Sides.
I'm not on those shows. close.
But still, you part of Rare Sonics,
it's
right?
It's not the same, bro.
you're part of Rare Sonics.
You're on this fucking show.
I know.
You are part of No Nonsense.
But you're part of Rare Sonics.
No. So, bro, stop.
It's the whole network, man.
Nah, it's the whole network.
Fuck
nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, stop.
It's not just No Nonsense. It's not called the No Nonsense Network.
It's the No Nonsense Show.
Hey, no shit, though. We got a show that comes out every single weekday now.
Right.
At least one. Some days, two shows.
Let's talk about that.
That's some good shit. Honestly, I don't have time to listen to the shows anymore. I just don't because I'm having to do another show.
Quick question. Do you like to listen to yourself? Like, yeah. That's one thing I kind of hate.
I love
when
me.
I'm listening
I love
to myself.
Me.
I don't know why.
Why? Because you think you got a King Kunta voice?
King Kunta says that. He hates listening to himself.
I just hate.
You hate listening to yourself. That's common. A lot of people don't like listening to themselves.
I like listening to myself.
I sound good as a
especially,
motherfucker.
Especially when I drop it down like that and it gets like real.
You know what's funny? You know what I mean? It's some shit that I thought was funny on the show. I'll laugh again when I hear it again. And I'll laugh harder than when I hear it back. Like,
I'm kind of remember.
Like, I'm a funny
euphoria.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
When I got my early morning voice going.
That Allstate voice?
Yeah.
Are you in good hands?
Yeah. Anyway, y'all, I guess we'll cut this off here because we're going forever about that. And I'm sure we learned other shit this week.
Nah, all I've learned is fucking new shit about this fucking Nigerian.
Hey,
no,
to all the listeners, I love y'all. I do care about the show.
No, you don't.
I'm editing that shit.
There's no editing in this podcast.
I'm going to edit your kind words up.
Nobody wants to hear the event. They already know you lie.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.